Jenny Lewis joining us here at KXEI 91.3 FM in Tucson, Arizona. So thrilled to be on the line with you. We're excited because you're coming to town. You're going to be here in Tucson at the Rialto Theater on Monday, May 13th. But before that, coming out on Friday, is your brand new album, On the Line.
On the Line, the album title has a bunch of meanings. The obvious, you know, when someone's got you hanging on the line, got your heart on the line.
Sure thing.
But also, you know, just when you're kind of standing on the line between versions of yourself and as a woman, kind of making professional or personal choices, I think it's got a lot of subtext there. And, you know, we communicate on our phones, and so many of our relationships are conducted via text, which is so hard to detect tone, especially in a romantic context. You're like, you have to, like, pass the phone around to all your girlfriends. Like, what does he mean by this? I mean, when I made this record, it's in some ways a breakup record. It's in more ways a rebound record. It's, you know, I lost my mother. Really, what I gleaned from it is that without my girlfriends, there's no way I'd be able to survive.
I lean
on them so hard. And I discuss every detail, every text message, every tear. Like, without my network of women across the country, I just don't think I could do it. So I highly suggest, men, that you reach out to your guy friends and get a little perspective. And I think the dialogue is the beginning.
Yeah.
Where things are getting cracked wide open. And it's so important that we have a healthy dialogue, not just a monologue. It's important to honor the yin and the yang.
Yeah, right.
We're here together, and we have to include men in on this dialogue. And I think I feel so excited for that generation. And, you know, we need to redefine the rules and redefine and keep talking about it and remind people what's okay and what's not okay. And I look forward to 20 years from now.
I do too. I think I adore that you have a positive outlook. And so On the Line is your brand new release set to be out for the ears and the eyes and all of those wonderful things on Friday, March 22nd. What do you love about this new album? What are you stoked to share about it with your fans?
Well, I feel it's a really honest record, and it's raw. And it's ultimately my soul music. And I hope people listen to it with an open heart, because it's coming from a really open place. And it's really scary to address some of these things in songs. The loss of a parent. This is heavy stuff, man. This is like, we all go through it. But to be able to put pen to paper and voice that in a poetic form, I'm so grateful to have that as an outlet. But then to share it is really liberating. So, you know, I feel like people will feel the realness in it and connect with that. It's just, you know, an opportunity to continue the dialogue.
Yeah, I am so grateful to each and every one of you who put your heart and your soul and your words and your experiences first to paper, or first to music, then to words and all of that stuff, because that's quite an industry to be a part of.
Well, we give a lot of ourselves, and we spend our lives out on the road, away from our loved ones. You know, we sacrifice a lot to do what we do, and we're also in a very privileged position. To be a professional musician is a really big deal.
Yeah.
I do think that there's another part of this now with social media where there is a little bit of an expectation to, like, also voice your political preferences and sort of insert yourself in the dialogue, which is great if that's your choice to do so. I totally respect that. But I also think maybe the songs are sufficient. I hope that those will suffice, because we're putting you know, ourselves into the music first.
Jenny Lewis joining me here on the line. On the Line happens to be the name of her upcoming release out on March 22nd, which is Friday. And you're coming to the Rialto Theater on May 13th. What does your band look like? Are you excited about the band you're bringing on tour and putting these songs out in the universe in live form as opposed to also the recorded record?
Oh, yeah. I've got an incredible band. Really, I think the best band I've put together thus far. Incredible musicians, lovely people, which is such a balance. And we're just going to get to it and keep our heads down and focus on the music and hopefully have a cool pink backdrop.
Woo!
All that good stuff.
I love Tucson so much. I started out playing across the street at the Congress, which is one of my favorite places to have breakfast, and Coca-Cosa. There's so much good food in Tucson,
yes,
and so much good thrifting,
yes,
that I usually just sort of take off when the bus arrives and I kind of have my little beat. But it's a magic town. You know, I've always felt it and I always want to come back. And I always have a choice. It's like, do you want to play Phoenix, which I also like? But I'm always like, I want to go to Tucson.
Oh, you have no idea how many hearts that are listening that have just fallen deeper and deeper in love with you. Once again, Jenny Lewis's new release, On the Line, available for purchase on March 22nd and coming to Tucson to the Rialto Theater on May 13th. And we really hope we get a chance to connect with you when you're in town.
Yeah, I'll pop by and say hello for sure.
Sounds awesome. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you for your time and your candor and your music and all you do.
Thanks, Jenny. Pleasure talking with you today.
You too. Have an awesome rest of your day. Thank you so much.